With signs reading "Even Duke Mandates" and "Vax to the Max," students marched towards South Building to demand a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. UNC sophomore Luke D'Azio is the organizer of the rally. He said he believes it is past time to institute the mandate.
Last year, COVID-19 sent us all home early. We spent the past year alone, staring at our screens, pretending we were learning online. And now we're finally back on campus. But for us to stay safely, we need a vaccine mandate. And we don't need it in a week. We don't need it in a month. We need it now.
D'Azio and other organizers from Vaccinate UNC Now created a petition calling for a collegiate statewide vaccine mandate for students, faculty, and staff. UNC has said a vaccine mandate would have to be system-wide and come from recommendations by the North Carolina Commission for Public Health, rather than at a university level. D'Azio cited other public universities that have already instituted vaccine mandates, such as Indiana, Michigan, and Maryland. He said he believes the UNC system is just afraid of the controversy that a mandate would cause.
I think UNC is worried about a possible political backlash from this. But, you know, the purpose of our protest is to show that there is real support for a vaccine mandate and that students want it. Because our goal is to stay on campus and stay here safely.
In an update on Thursday, UNC said most of the campus had attested to being vaccinated. The university reports 92% of students, 96% of faculty, and 84% of staff have attested. The update also said the university has not received any reports from campus health of student hospitalizations due to COVID-19 this semester. However, the university does not require students to submit a COVID-19 vaccination card, nor does it require students to report hospitalizations to campus health. Sophomore Alexander Denza, who is also at the vaccine rally, said there may be some discrepancies between what's reported and the actual safety in the classroom.
If those statistics were, of course, accurate, that would still be almost 1 in 10 people, right? Which is, if you're in a lecture hall, which I have lecture halls of over 200 people, and so there's a significant amount of people in there that would not be vaccinated.
Students who are unvaccinated or do not share their vaccination status must get tested weekly through the Carolina Together testing program. Vaccinated students are not required to be tested. The Carolina Together testing program is currently open Monday through Friday, but students who want to get tested on weekends need to visit Campus Health on Saturday. Campus Health announced this week that they will be closed on Sundays. Denza said he is concerned students are entering false information to avoid these testing requirements.
We think that that's unacceptable because people could be incentivized to put in the wrong information so that way they don't have to go through weekly testing.
UNC has previously said it is conducting weekly audits of vaccine attestations, and those who have falsified documents are subject to disciplinary action. The university's access to the state vaccination database, however, is limited, according to university officials. D'Azio said there needs to be a better verification process in place, such as checking attestation records with the state health department's COVID-19 vaccine management system.
There is a state database of everyone who has received the vaccine, and it's much more secure than the COVID vaccination cards. So there are real mechanisms to actually check whether or not students have received the vaccine. And if UNC wants to be serious about enforcing it, they need to start implementing those now.
D'Azio and other protesters brought their petition to the chancellor's door on Friday. If organizers do not receive a response from UNC administration within the next week, their next rally will be on September 24th.
Have a great week, and let's get that vaccine mandate now!
Hell yeah!
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Rappaport.